Improvisation presents itself moment to moment, and you must be ready to receive it. Trust it. It's like receiving the impulses that form your life. Most people aren't attuned to that flow. Improvisation develops from following intuition, whether it's right or wrong. You connect with the moment, the movement itself, honoring it, or pretending it's absolutely perfect. It's absolutely the perfect movement of the universe. You pretend you're making the most beautiful sound, regardless of what that sound is. Cultivating this belief is more important than proving its validity. Love every move. Accept with love every impulse that travels through you. Empty yourself completely. Imagine that you're going into the space perfectly. From that space, move and imagine someone or something else is doing it. Your body is moving by itself. Someone or something is playing that note. As soon as you lose that feeling, stop. Return to the following your breathing. Before you begin improvising, tune into the center of your being. Become empty, then move. Trust the movement. Love every movement. As the time of the performance of the act, there is no time to judge the action. Imagine the pure light of consciousness manifesting through a filter of expertise. Receiving the divine light on one end and letting it power intelligent actions on the other is the game of music and the game of life, the game of mastery. Concentration, fearlessness, imagination, being willing to throw it all away are all wonderful parameters of the guiding light of improvisation. Whatever sound you make, pretend that you love that sound until you vibrate with it. Playing music is essentially an act of turning yourself on. Strongest motivation is to get off. Doing good work is what artists say after the fact, but the actual work is led by their desire to get off. That leads them to certain places. The desire to do something well is not the true power. Behind the facade of entertainment, it's really about people seeking the light, like moths drawn to the flame. Music is fun. When one has transcended the conventions of art and has elevated to getting off, the art becomes the spirit food and other human needs to enhance their life. The art becomes the spirit food other humans need to enhance their lives. In art, boredom is the mother of invention. Sensuality can compensate for a world of technique. Your touch of the instrument can become sensual, even spiritual. Virtuosity is not the most important element. Inner turn-on is. Miles Davis was not even close to being the best trumpet player of his day. After playing with Charlie Parker, Miles looked inside and he found his voice. All other details, styles, customs faded into the background. Frank Sinatra connected with a pleasure spot deep inside of himself when he sang. Making wonderful music does not depend on being several levels above where you can play. You can make the most profound music in terms of inner and outer results by turning on and tuning in. Get off on the voice you already have. If you have a guru, connect with him or her. Become addicted to your own need for inner expression. Be engulfed by your own inner state, the true you. This is your power, your charisma. B.B. King said, "People ask me how I get my sound. I tell them it's the same way you get the tone when you talk. It's just me. I could take your guitar, mine or anybody else's, and any amplifier and get the same sound." Illusions about music. 1. That music is important. Most of us play better when we don't consider our playing to be so important. 2. What you're doing is important. Has the intrinsic value of art decayed into a daily self-esteem check? 3. That you're the creator of the music. One might consider himself to be the instrument and take him to greater heights. The power is faith. 4. That music completes you. You're already complete. Music is not who you are, it's what you do. 5. That playing music makes you automatically special. Self-obsession is very common in all kinds of artists, but the only free music is music that's free from self-judgment. 6. That your performance defines you. The great player balances his achievements with humility, and the underperforming player needs to balance his disappointments with self-love. Nothing about performance should color the value of yourself. 7. That music is hard or difficult. Instead of saying something's difficult, say it's unfamiliar. If you practice affirming music is easy over a lifetime, you can begin to expect the pieces to become easy. Ease is a great measure of whether you've practiced something enough. Music is easy. If it appears hard, you simply haven't become familiar with it enough yet. 8. If you beat yourself up, you can shame yourself into being a better musician. This is an illusion because it's a downward spiral. The more you care, the worse you feel, and the worse you feel, the harder you try to play well, and the harder you try to play well, etc. 9. That there are people in the world who were born to be deeper or more profound musicians than you. All people can become as deep and profound as they are willing to believe they are. 10. That music is the message. Music is the messenger. If you believe there's something larger than music itself, it can extend the power of music to describe it. 11. That just playing great or being technically impressive is enough. To think you're valid because you have technical prowess or invalid because you don't is a complete illusion. 12. That consonance and dissonance exist. In a certain state of mind, you might declare there is no such thing as dissonance. 13. That any note you play is less significant than any other. Every note is the voice of God. Would that belief get you more mileage out of your music? 14. That you're inhibited when touching your instrument, even 14. Why be inhibited when touching the piano, even when you don't play piano? People approach the piano with such trepidation, like it matters what keys they hit. Children use it, adults lose it. 15. Over and over again, don't value yourself as a person by how well you perform. Being human is a gift of inestimable value. Don't contract the gift to such narrow proportions. Summary of fear. Fear of touching the instrument, not playing well, not being fulfilled, losing the beat, having others play better than you, hearing other good players, not succeeding, not swinging, people not noticing you, not being able to practice all the stuff you need, practicing the wrong stuff, not getting the gig, getting a gig and messing it up, playing wrong notes, letting go because you might, fear of letting go because if you do, you might mess up, fear of others becoming successful, fear of others sounding great, bitterness over never becoming fluid in your playing, not being given enough talent, not being given a choice to play with the big boys, not swinging, others becoming successful, others playing better than you, even young ones are playing better than you, having a family instead of moving to New York, still messing up the bridge to certain songs, life passing you by, who the media and record companies like and don't like, no jazz club in your area, your solos not being important, you not being important, your playing determining your self-worth, having to be able to play every kind of jazz, others being real players and not you, others being real people and not you, others having it and you don't, etc., etc. Because of fear, you try too hard to play, lose the beat, try to be something you're not, try to love music you don't, rush, stumble, practice a million things without absorbing anything, don't go to hear other musicians play because they might be too good, they're jealous of other gifts and talents, jealous of other opportunities and good fortunes, don't practice at all, don't swing, can't focus, put yourself down a lot, prop yourself up a lot, don't meet people eye to eye, and stop loving. To rid yourself of this gunk, you must transcend the mind and enter the heart. There you will learn to love yourself, breathe deeply, see your self-worth in spiritual terms. Learn inner peace and joy that isn't dependent on your playing. Find the inner space and reside there. Play from the inner space. Practice from the inner space. Love others unconditionally. Love yourself unconditionally. Practice methodically and patiently, knowing your quest is attaining mastery and not simply needing to get better. Play freely and creatively, loving every note you play. Be content with whatever cards you've been dealt. Wish other musicians well. Derive joy from your life and your music. Express that light through effortless playing. Why can't you let go? Because you can't give yourself permission to let go because you're not willing to play poorly and still love yourself. And 2, you haven't mastered the basic elements of music, and if you let it go, if you let go, you'll mess it all up. Simply notice that you're breathing. It's the easiest way to drop right into the space. As you move through your day, stop a few times, close your eyes for a moment, and notice the next three breaths. Then open your eyes and continue to notice the next three more breaths. In the West, we always think we are inventing the wheel. Eastern spirituality is learning to tune into and rely on the perfection that already exists. Eastern musicians are collaborating with Western musicians to create new and wondrous fusions. The musicians of India, Africa, and the Middle East and other parts of Asia are as fascinated with us as we are with them. Perhaps there's the possibility of becoming one light. Dharma means the eternal and inherent nature of reality. When one is in harmony with cosmic law, Dharma flows naturally. If we get in the proper alignment, the right results will flow. Imagine becoming the total embodiment of light and then becoming the instrument. Lessons from life to music. From music to life. Lessons from music to life. Perfection already exists. As you approach the performance, you're not centered in thoughts of what need to happen. You accept things as they are, even enjoying the chaos. Faith and creativity thrive among chaos. Celebrate mistakes. Mistakes are part of perfection. If we view our mistakes in life the same way, we can feel the full throttle of our power, compassion, self-love, love of others, and flow of ideas. Practice contentment with what is. Receive whatever comes with gratitude, not expectation. Regard all your output and success to be a gift. Gratitude will increase this way because the more we ask for, the less we receive, because it becomes harder to harmonize ourselves with what actually is the more we desire. So applying your talents, ingenuity, cleverness, and creativity, and then turning the results over to the higher power is the key. No matter what work you do, drop your hands and take a breath. When the feeling of tension or angst arises, the quality of your work is about to diminish, so learn to cherish the state of mind from which you are working more than the work itself requires. Study small amounts. Mastery isn't the end game, it's the opening bell. It takes what it takes, there's no other way. Your lack of preparation or insufficient knowledge is the real issue. It takes a lot of effort to be effortless. In music in real time, lack of ownership causes the glitch. Time and the amount of information, manage both and create deep understandings, and everything will get easier. And also, it also creates a standard by which you will expect to learn the next piece of information. Allow the space to tell you how much study you can handle. Remember simply to drop your hands and take a breath whenever you lose the space. Rejuvenate, follow your breathing, and become empty again so you can work or play at the highest level. With renewed concentration and receptivity, focus on the next small area. Practice loving yourself without evidence, unconditionally. Love and honor yourself. Practice completely accepting yourself. Look for brilliance from your team and encourage it. Hire the most creative musicians. Let them guide you to places you hadn't thought of. Speak what's true, not what sounds good. This is what draws people to you. Be open to your true calling. It may or may not involve becoming a professional musician. Sometimes we get attached to telling the story of ourselves living a certain role, but that role is not our true purpose. And once we find it, many more exciting things happen than by clinging to the initial story. There is a genius waiting to create through you. Let it play, then love and appreciate every note it plays. It's a matter of releasing the genius from the bondage of limitation. As you think, you become. So think, I am a master. I am a genius. Relax, take a deep breath, and let that genius come through. There is a brilliant presence inside you. It inspires you to achieve mastery over the mechanics. Let the execution of music be effortless. Reduce the technique to muscle memory. Virtuosity serves at the feet of consciousness. When you say, I am a master, you have faith that's the same creative force that lies within all great beings. If your faith is unshakable, the confidence that happens is unshakable. Bottom line is, those who assume mastery go further in their creative exploits. A space within one's own being that's undisturbed by external forces, that's the master space, where the divine and the light and sound all merge. Mastery is not perfection or even virtuosity. It is giving oneself love, forgiving one's mistakes, and not allowing earthly evidence to diminish one's view of one's life as a drop in the ocean of perfection. Calmly work toward your goal with the awareness that mastery is already there, waiting for the disciple to acquire the skills. There is a master, a creator at your core. Take a breath and let him, her, it permeate your entire being. Playing with purpose. What is your music relevant to? Is it, hey, look at me? It's fine. It's nothing to demean if that's the case. And that motive is very common in art forms such as classical music and jazz. Or it could be art for art's sake. Does your music serve a purpose? You dedicate all your talent, inspiration, and even your practice to a cause. You may find more brilliance within yourself. Waves of purpose overwhelm blocks of ego. Another way to enter the space easily is to feel the spot in your solar plexus. Touch that spot in your mind's eye. Open that door and enter the world of unlimited space, time, talent, and support, and become your own best friend. One touch and you're dwelling in a world of light, color, sound, connection, vibrancy, Shakti. Focus on the spot and plunge into the entire universe. Perhaps right in the center of your chest, or it could be at the crown chakra. See how many times you can remember to focus on that spot. Trust the breath, trust the spot, enter the space. Maybe it's easier than we think. Dharana means holding or concentration or steady focus. When you practice dharana, you're binding to the mind to one place, idea, or object. You can concentrate on being a being of light and breathing in your column of light and transforming more and more into that column of light and becoming one with the light. And then open your eyes and play your instrument from this awareness and feel the difference and become the instrument. You can meet God touching your instrument. You can become the conduit that allows witnesses to experience God's voice. The music becomes irrelevant. There are no wrong notes. Refocus your attention on your breathing. Hold your finger in the air for a while, then let it play the note, God's first note. Move this way, note after note, but don't disregard the possibility that the first note is and always will be enough. Let each note be the first. God dwells within you as you. Baba Muktananda. Connect with your breath, not your brain. That will catapult you into the music of the spheres, the music of your own heart. It's time for you to be what you are, emissaries of universal consciousness. Musicians, it's time to worship the higher power with your sound. Appendix 1. A few other exercises that can help you enter the space. 1. Visualize the space 1 inch above your head. And keep seeing it in your mind's eye, and then move to 2 inches. 2. Put your hand flat 1 inch above your head, and now move it fast over your head like you were polishing a surface. 3. Try to pop out the back of your head and see 3 heads in front of you. 4. Use the spot in your solar plexus. Keep tapping it while watching yourself breathe.